וחתויים ביד הצדיקים. על כן ליקום הראשון במשפט זה דור המבול, וחתויים ביד הצדיקים אלו אנשי סדום. And both of them אמרו לוי אינם עומדים ביד הצדיקים. And they answer back, no, they won't stand up b'yadas tzaddikim. I will aim them b'yadas rishoyim, but they will stand up for a din. Then they will have the din b'yadas rishoyim. Barag l'menu chagol ma'bosh, and emal v'yamusu anoshim moitzi adivas oretz ro. For ma'geifu fnei Hashem, v'yamusu it says. So v'yamusu means b'elam azir. For ma'geifu means elam abo. Those ten, the ten maraglim, will not have elam abo. Tells the sod Yerushalmi l'gasinim. We'll have to see. Yerushalmi doesn't have in the Mishnah. I mean, the Gemara talks about it, but in the Mishnah, the Shabbos, the Gerus was in the Mishnah. No, I'll just finish up. Just David, Dor Hamidbar, Ein Lam Chelil Lam Abo. V'Einayim De Badin. They will not have a judgment by Chias Amesim Midish. And everyone says, Bamidbar Hazeh Yitamu, V'Sham Yamusu, Dibur Rebbe Kiva. They will die and end there. They will not go further. We have Lezai Mano, Aleim on them. It says, Isvu Li Chasidai Korse Brisi Olai Zovach. That's the opposite. They will be zeichet elam abu. Adas korach eino asid alalis. Adas korach will not come up from the ground. They will not have elam abu. Shemrit says va'techas aleim oritz ve'elam azeh. In this world va'yovdu mitoich hakol li'elam abu. They'll be destroyed even from elam abu. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lozu Aimer aleim arim. And then the pasuk says no. Hashem meimis amechaya meritcher vayol. Hashem will bring up yadas korach.
Now they did not see the history book. They did not know what happened with Yaakov Avinu. Why were they afraid? They were afraid, Toshid, because what the prophet says, Ki Ravu, he saw right.
The learning of this tape should be Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Zev Ben Peres Olav HaShalom.
Verse says, Tana Rabbonin, Dor HaMabu, the door of the Mabul, Ein Lehem Chedek Le'olam Habo. They do not have a portion of Le'olam Habo. Shem Raposu says, a double lashon of Vayimach Haskol HaYikun. Asher Apneihu Adam, a double lashon. So with Ashen, Vayimach Haskol HaYikun means, Be'olam Hazeh, they'll be wiped out from this world. Vayimchu Min Oretz, as if to say when it says, Akol Pnei, Asher Apneihu Adam, it means, Vayimchu Min Oretz, means Le'olam Habo. These are Rebbe Kiva. These are words of Rebbe Kiva. They will not be Zeichot Le'olam Habo. Also, they will not live for Tchias HaMesim, and they will not have a judgment then. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Lo yodin ruchi biyodim liyolam." That means, "Lo yodin v'lo ruach." I will not give them judgment again, and they will not have a ruach. They will not be awakened. Dovrach, another pshat is, "Lo yodin ruchi means lo tehi neshmosan chazeres lo nidnon." That the neshama will not come back to the guf. But Tchias HaMesim, then the neshama will not come back. Rabbi Menachem bar Yosef Oimer Afilu Bishor Shakadosh Baruch Hu Machs in Neshamas Lavgor Meisim. Even a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings back the Neshamas to their dead bodies. Nishmosan Koshel Lehem Gehenim. The Neshamas is only bought for them in Gehenim. We will soon see it means the Nesham itself burns them up. Shneimer says in the pasuk Taharu Chashash Teldu Kash. That all the work will produce only stubble. Ruchachem eish toichachem, and the ruach, their own neshama, eish toichachem, fire itself would burn them up. Tana Rabban, what about this? Dor hamabul lo nizgo, they only became huri, or they only went off, because ele bishvil toiva sheshbil on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because all the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, Hashem gave them good. Umak sid them, what does the pasuk in you say about them? Boteim sholem mipocha, the house is free from fear. For loy shevet alehay aleim, there's no rule over them. Uksib shoyru ibar veloy iagil, their shore gave birth and did not lose its child. Tefalit paros loy sheshakil, did not lose it. Uksib says yishalcha kasoina vilehim, the yadayim irak kedun, they were dancing. Uksib yisu basoy vichino, they were singing with instruments. Yisim chulakot ugov, they were happy with the music. Their days were swallowed up in good. And their lives were sweet. They had a sweet life in the Dor HaMabul. Everything was great. Everything was too good for them. That in 1 second, though, that they went down to the grave. In other words, when they died, they were healthy. Everything was good. But this is what caused them. Shomuliel, that they said to Hashem, Yosim imenu Hashem should go away from us, Vedas to Rechecho lechavatzna, we don't want to know your ways, Mashaka ki navdenu, who are you Hashem, we should worship you, Manuel, what do you help us, Kinifka bi, if we do all worship you, if we daven to you, Omru, So they said like this, Klum tzrichon anu loy el netipa shagashanim. Why do we need Hashem for? Only for the rain that He gives us. You should know, yesh lonu lahoros amayanus. We have our own rivers and our wells. Shonu mesafkin mehem. That we could use it. We don't need theirs. We don't need what Hashem gives us. So that's why we're kofa b'toivah. They did not appreciate all the goodness that Hashem gave them. So my Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "V'toyve sheshbat lehem bo machisa moisi." Because of the good that I'm giving you, you're getting angry. You're making me angry. Ovo ani danosam. With that, I will punish you. Shneur the pasuk says, "Vani hinuni mevi esamavu mayim." I'll bring the marble because you got me angry because you were kofa toiv in the rain that I'm giving you. I'll bring down rain to destroy you. Rabbi Yosi says, Dor ha-mabu le-nizgor, he said a little bit different. You know why the marble went off? Why they became so hoary? El-le-bishvil gal-gol-ayin, because of the roundness of the eye. Shedoyim el-amayim, it's like water. In other words, they looked at the wrong places that the title was nus. They looked at ladies. Shemot says, V'yikolem noshim mikol ha-shebechor. They picked ladies wherever they wanted. The figure, therefore, dan ha-son b'mayim, because Baruch would punish them in water. Shadim la gargolain, it's like the roundness of the eye. Shemit says, Nifkul kol minus toim rabba, all the great wells opened up. The rubas hashmaim v'tochu, and the windows in the shmaim opened up. Omreb Yechanun, Dor hamabul barabba kuklu. The chet was in the lashon of rabba, and over rabba nidon, they got punished by rabba. Barabba kuklu, they got punished by kuklu, their burials was by kuklu. Shnemer it says, Vayar Hashem ki rabba ruas adam. Over rabba nidon, they got punished back with lashon of rabba. Shnemer it says, Kol minus time rabba. All the great wells were opened up. Time rabba. Omreb Yechanun.
There were three hot wells that were left over from the marble. As the marble came down, hot water. Balua de Gader, that's one. The Chami Tferia, that was we have the hot springs of Tferia, that's left over from the marble. The Eina Rabose de Biram. And the big Mayan that was in Biram, these three wells were still left over from the Doha marble. That's the really, I don't know. Kihishchis. Kihishchis, not Palm Springs. Kihishchis kol boser zaki alor. All the kihish kol boser. Omrav Yechin, melamed shebiya behema achaya. Even the behemoths were doing znus. They brought a behema and a chaya for chaya behema. The yakur al adam, end up all of them lived with men. The yodam al akur, and a man would live too with the animals also. That's called kihishchis kol boser. Omrav Baba Bakana, the kula chazru. All the minim went back to their own min. Even the animals, after the marble, only lived with their own min. I'm not sure, it doesn't say for when, but they were chazru, chutz mishashalmi. This one bird still lives with other animals. Rashi says, oifu, sho'eches adayin, tarbis roshim, zazgu imakur. It was one bird that still lives with everybody. That's left over from the marble. No. Yemer Hashem Aleich. Kate kol boser bo lefonai. The end of all boss is coming. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Bo rei kama godol koicha shochomet. Let's see how strong it is, robbery. Sherei dor hamabol over al akhil. They did all the chatarim you can think of. Yeah. But lenechtam aleyan gzadinam. What was the final judgment? At sheposh yudayim begezel. They started to rob from one another. Shnemer the pasuk says, ki mol oretz chomet. That the world was full of chomet. That was last gzadin. Mipneyim. Because of that, I'll destroy the world. Chassid says, "Hachomus kom lamate rosha." Like chomus robbery stood up like a stick. V'loy mehem, v'loy mamoinam, v'loy memehem, v'loy yiniyavhem. I don't need you at all. That's what it said. What does this mean? Omer Reb Lozer, Malam, it comes to teach us that at that time the Dor HaMabul shezokas atzmai, like robbery itself, stood up in front of Hashem kamako like a staff. The Yom Rafnei Kodesh Baruch Hu stood up in front of Hashem. He said, Lord Mehem, I don't need these people that are doing all this robbery. Lord Mamoin, enough of the monies. Lord Mehem, Lord Nobhem, don't let them get away with it. Because the Rishus itself came to complain in front of Hashem. That was the Gzadin. Robbery is the worst thing. The Yaf al Noyach Nechtam Gzadin, really, Noyach was not supposed to be killed out. Shenemar it says, Lord Nochbehem, and told Rabbi Shmuel, Af al Noyach Nechtam Gzadin, really, even a tzaddik like Noyach. Was also supposed to be wiped out because it was a gzara din then. El shemotzo chen deni Hashem. Just Noach found special grace in the eyes of Hashem.
Then it says, Nichamti ki yafifim, then it says, B'nech motza chayim ben Yashem. So this Gemara's mashma could be there were other tzaddikim b'shas adaram abalotro. Doesn't mean every single person was a rosha then. It could be there was some tzaddikim. Just it was exact din upon kulam, everybody. And even a tzaddik like Noach was supposed to be included in the exact din. Just it was a special fact of Noach motza chayim ben Yashem. First of all, Noachem Hashem ki yoseh sod, Hashem felt bad why he made another. Be yoret. So ki yoseh ravdim yomar, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yofo asisi shetakantu lehem tvoris. It's good, Baruch Hashem, that I made death for a person, or I made graves for people. In other words, that a person can be a rosh for only a certain amount of time. There's going to come a time when he's going to go. So like, it's good that I created graves. Boris. My mash, how do I know this from? Ksivach, it says over here, Vayinochem Hashem. Ksivosam, Vayinochem Oysam, Vidabra Libam. So he felt good because this, Vayinochem, Vayinochem, so much with the death, there was some type of an achama.
Yeah.
That like now the rishis, the bad, will go away. Vikadami, some say, Lo yofar asis, isn't it good what I did? Shetakanti lem kforis boris, that I made graves in this world. Ksivach, it says here, Vayinochem, Ksivosam, Vayinochem Hashem Alarua. Ashadib alasas lamay. Right. Eile told us Noach. Noach is sadi tamum hoye b'doroisa. The famous Rosh Hashanah. Omer Reb Yechanan. B'doroisa, only in his generation was Noach a tzadik. For loy b'doros acherim. But if he would have lived in other generations like by Avraham Avinu, he wouldn't have been considered anything so great. Because he wasn't that great of a tzadik. However, Resh Lakish Shamano, b'doroisa of Madach, he was a tzadik in his times, and everybody was, most people were Rishoyim, kol shechem b'doros acherim. For sure, he would have been a tzaddik if he would have lived in other deris where there would have been more tzaddikim. And Amar Rabbi Chanina, Moshe the Rabbi Yechanan Lama Davadayim. What is the example of Rabbi Yechanan? Lechavius Shoyayin. According to Rabbi Yechanan, he was only good in his door, but no place else. It's like a barrel of wine. Shoyisumunachas the Mata Shechaimitz. It's in a cellar of vinegar. So then Kaimai Rechanaydev. In its old place, where all you smell there is just a bit of vinegar. Now you have one barrel with wine, smells good, you enjoy it. But Shleidim Koimai, you take the barrel of wine outside, ain't Reichenoid, if it doesn't, the fragrance is not so great. You don't smell that much a barrel of wine outside. So only Bim Koimai. But Amar Avashia, Moshe the Resh Lakish Lama Davadayma, what's the example of Resh Lakish that Noach would have been a greater tzaddik? Daima Litzloichos shall plighten, like a barrel of perfume. Shai Semenachas the Makam Atanefis. It's in a bad place. Even in the bad places, the bad smells there, you still smell this beautiful perfume. For sure, if you take the perfume out to a normal place, for sure you'll even smell further. So that's the marshal of Resh Lakish. Hashem wiped out everything was on the world. The question is why? If the person did chatoyim, they're responsible for the chatoyim, they are wiped out good. What do the poor animals do, though? So, Tona, what? Right. It's a good question, right. See, some learned the Pshat was there. The Beis Levi says there was such riches, the teva of the world became ra. So Hashem had to create this world because the teva itself became dead, like the more before. Even the animals did dead. The more into something else here. Mashba still, it wasn't their fault, though. They only learned from an Adam. Like, animal doesn't have its own seichel. But since Adam was doing bad, animals were doing bad. The question is, wipe out the men, wipe out the Ra, and then the animals will come back to do good. Mars says, no. Tana mishum mishur ben korchum. Mars was an example. Liyodam sasha chupa. A person makes the chupa lipanoi for his own son. His son's about to get married, so makes a beautiful chupa, beautiful wedding. Ve'eskin nikol mine suda. He makes a tremendous suda, all different type of foods. 100-course meal. Liyomim comes the time of the chasna neif benoy, a day before the son dies. So what does he do? Omar do pizer es chupas. He takes and breaks down the chupa. Omar, the melech says like this, Kluma CCL of Ishvil Bini. Why did I make this whole chupa, all the food? Only because I'm marrying off my son. Achshav Shemez, now that my son died, chupa lomeli, why do I need the chupa for? So Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Omer, he said, Klum barosi behema v'chaya el mishvil adam. Why did I create the animals? Only for the sake of man. Man is the ikar of creation. And because of man, an adam, Hashem created everything else. Ba'achshav Shodim Choyta, now by the Doham Avol, that the Adam is doing such great chatoyim that the Teva became Ra. I have to destroy this Teva. Why do I need animals? That's why now Hashem destroyed even the animals. Then it says, Mikol Hashem b'charav emesu. Whoever was on the dry land died out. So the ik is, but not the fish in the water, they did not die out. Even though the Midrashim say, we'll soon see the water came down very hot. It was hot water, the boiling hot water, that should have killed out the fish also. So you have to say that the boiling hot water only came down on the dry land. But the yamim, they still stayed normal. Therefore the fish lived. Dorash Rabbi Yosi de Mikisri. What does the pasuk say? Kalu apnei mayim tekula chakosam biyorit. The water was easy, kal. Malami, shaynoyach hatzadik machiach them. That noyach was giving to chacha, was warning the people. The yomalami said to them, I say tshuva, stop robbing, do tshuva. The imlav, if not the Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe alayim es amavol, Hashem will bring the mabul, o makfen evlosam alamayim, and your nevelas, your carcass will float on top of the water, you'll drown in the water. Kizikim, like Rashi says, it means noydus, like a leather flask. Shemra says, kalu apneyamayim, they'll be like swimming, they'll be like kal, they'll be floating on top of the water. For lo yod, not only that, elishaloytzim mehem kolola lechoboy olam, the whole world will go curse people like the Doham Abel. Shemra says, tekoylach hakosim barits, everyone will talk about how bad it was by the Doham Abel. So lo yifne derek karamim, that they did not turn, thus says the prophet, they did not turn to the vineyards, melamed shoyim mefanim derek karamim, that they did go towards their vineyards. Pasha means they still went in their own ways. They did not listen to Noach, but they still kept on doing their own ra. Omaloi, Omi Makiv. Omaloi, Omi Makiv. Who is stopping? Like, who's stopping the marble from coming right now? Omlem, some of the Namlochim saying back to Hashem, Omlehem, that pray to Achas Yeshli. There's one tzaddik left on the world. Rashi says, Mishushelach. Hatzadik Yomus Kaidim, he should die before the marble. Yeshli Lohitzim, you cannot take him away. After Mr. Shelach, then the marble came. And came, if so, the answer back also, Lenifna Derek.